Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast, episode number 65. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Wednesday, Motivation and Inspiration, and we're up to the letter R. And R can stand for so many different things, so I'm just going to give you a heads up. R is probably going to be this week, next week, maybe a third week. Who knows? Anyway, I'm going to say that the R is for routine. So what I'm pretty much saying is find a routine that works for you. Because daily habits of successful people, it's all about routine. Now, we all see entrepreneurs and people who are successful and, you know, they talk about their routines and what works for them. Some wake up as early as 4 a.m. to start their days, and they sleep 6 hours a night. We're always told to wake up early and get ahead of the people who are sleeping. Well, here's what I will tell you. Find a routine that works for you. Don't feel obligated to sleep less, to wake up early, and do work when you're not at your best. Because the reality for me is, I'm not a morning person. Never have been, never will be. But I'm surely a night person, and I do my best work at night. It's all in what you're comfortable with and how productive you're going to be. I can never wake up at 5 a.m. and be productive in any way, shape, or form, which is why I've never done it from the moment I started this journey. Now, I've gone to bed at 4 a.m. and 5 a.m. sometimes because I was up all night working on things. There's nothing wrong in doing it that way. I know that when Thursday night at 9 p.m. comes, I know I have work to do from that time until 11 a.m. Monday morning. In between that time, I have errands to do, food shopping, working out, you know, and, you know, all the adult responsibilities that I have to do. But I'm always making sure I have a lot of time to get things done. Now, if you're a morning person, hey, go for it. Wake up early and get things done. But if you're a night owl, stay up late, do your work, and then get your rest. What matters is how you start your day and how you finish. Now, mental focus and sticking to what has worked for you will allow you to grow and be great. And I say this to people all the time. You have to always stick to the routines because once you divert off of it, it's going to throw you off and then you're not going to get back to what you're supposed to do, things of that nature. And another thing I tell people is write down your to-do list, whatever you have to do. For me, I'm at a place where I have a to-do list literally on a widget on the left side of my phone. So when I open my phone every day, there's just a list of all these things that I have to do. Whether it's the adult responsibilities, food shopping, whatever it is. Yeah, it's those things. But then it's also the things of me having to record these podcasts and me having to write blogs on my website and me having to edit books that I'm going to publish in the near future. So there's all kinds of things that I do to keep a routine going for myself. And I've gotten pretty consistent with it. And I'm pretty good at, you know, knowing when to really buckle down and get things done and knowing when I can relax and chill and, you know, do a couple of things that I need to do that don't require a lot of thinking and a lot of, you know, diligence. So the next aspect of all of this is having a good diet, eating right, exercising, and having good people around you. And doing these things will help you to really make you happy. And that's what keeps you in good spirits. I will say that, you know, avoiding the fast food, that pretty much drains out your body. So getting all the right nutrients, fruit and drinking water and all that stuff, trust me, it makes a huge difference. Exercising, huge difference. Ever since I moved to the West Coast and the weather's better, trust me, seeing the sun out pretty much 90% of the year, it makes a huge difference, trust me. Coming from the East Coast and living where, you know, there's a lot of rain, you're going to get snow, and, you know, you're dealing with the cold, trust me, it makes a huge difference. I've been on the West Coast for a year, and the amount of people who see a difference in me, they say, you are a totally different person. So Like I said, living in warm weather the majority of the year, it does help. Now, routines aren't necessarily a bad thing. They help you to stay organized, on point, keeps your mind clear, keeps you from being stressed, and, well, it makes for a great story on your journey. I'm just going to tell you that. And I do have a routine that works for me, and I will continue doing it because it's what has allowed me to create so much content. And, you know, for 5 years, you know, I've, you know, worked at trying to be as consistent as possible. And it's not just the books. It's also being trying to be consistent with, you know, this podcast, even though I do take weeks off at a time and I disappear. But it's not necessarily intentional. Sometimes I have to shift my focus to certain things, which is, you know, writing a book and getting that done more than sitting and, you know, recording these podcasts. So, you know, certain things have to, you know, be put first and then second and then third. And that's how it works for me. You know, routines are going to help you to really stay on pace with everything that you have to do. So when you have goals and you have a certain time frame that you want to get it done, having a routine helps. So let's just say you're working on a project, you want to get it done in a month, and you know that there are certain days that you can work on this project and for a certain amount of hours. That's great because now that allows you to have a routine. So let's just say you want to get a project done in a month, right? And you have, let's say, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday to get those projects done. Let's say Thursday you have 2 hours, Friday you have another two, Saturday you have 5 hours, right? So that's 9 hours a week, which is 36 hours in a month when you have 4 weeks in a month, right? So if you know you have 36 hours to complete this project and this task that you want to get done, you know that routine and the time set for Thursday night, you're going to get your stuff done between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m., right? Let's say you're going to do this at night. And then let's say Friday, you're going to do the same thing, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. And then Saturday, you're going to wake up and you're going to get your day started in the afternoon and you're going to work from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. That's your allotted time, right? So once you get into a routine of doing that, now you know, okay, this is my time for me. This is what I'm going to be doing for myself. And that allows you to say, hey, guys, you know, telling friends, family, okay, hey, look, this is the project that I'm working on. This is what I need to get done. And, you know, I need this time for me and myself. And that's a great thing. It helps. It goes a long, long, long way. Prime example for me is if I know that I want to get a book series done in a certain amount of time, I know that, okay, this is what days I have, this is the times that I'm going to do it, and these are the times I'm going to relax myself and I'm going to enjoy some time for myself. These are the days that I'm going to the gym, this is the time I'm going to the gym, and this is when I'm doing my workouts. So Fridays for me is a little bit more intense as far as my workouts go. So I already know that Fridays it's going to be 2 to 3 hours of me working out. That's, you know, my hardest day of the week. Because it's more of, you know, really doing leg workouts, things like that. Riding my bike, basketball workouts. Sometimes I'm in the gym. Sometimes I'm in the pool. It just depends on what I want to do and how my body feels, right? So I know that. And then Saturday mornings, I know I'm going to the gym at a certain time in the morning. So I know the rest of my Saturday, I know that I have to get certain things done in a certain amount of time. Now, I know that I know what my distractions are, right? So for me, it's sports. It's right now, you know, at any given time, it can be baseball, you know, it can be college basketball, it can be NBA, it can be college football, and it can be professional NFL football. So I know when the sports games are on. So I'm like, okay, I can watch sports games and write blogs, right? I'm able to do that. So that's something I'm doing, right? So I know when I have to do that. Now, when I'm recording these podcasts, I know that, okay, I need to do this stuff before any sort of sports games or any sort of TV shows that I want to watch, anything like that. I watch TV shows for content, for the most part. So I have a long list of TV shows that I, you know, need to get through and watch and things like that. And, you know, that's what allows me to think of a lot of content. So this is the routine, you know, that has worked for me for the longest time. And you've got to, you know, find the routine that's, like I said, that's going to work for you. And, you know, if you need to change it, alter it a little bit, then yes, you do that. And it's your prerogative. It's all on you. So just make sure that you stay focused and you stick to, you know, what works for you. And you're going to go very, very far. I promise you that. You're going to go very, very far once you get a routine. So that's my podcast for today. Stay motivated. Stay inspired. Keep going with whatever you're doing. Nothing happens overnight. I will continually say that until the day I retire from all of this. Be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.